JC is a swarthy, bearded, Semitic young man with Nordic blue eyes, as in paintings of him that hang in Lutheran church vestries. In his late 20s, he sits at a table with his friends, Barry and Sharon, at the Pearly Gates Knights of Columbus Social Club, where they are playing cards. Barry has brought them all food and drinks from the bar.
Here they are, grilled cheese and beers for Sharon and me, and a pastrami on rye with a Mountain Dew for you, JC.
Holy moly, no beer for you, JC? You going all temperance on us?
No, I need the Dew's caffeine high to keep me going. Didn't get a wink of sleep last night, what with all those damned lepers banging on my door from midnight to dawn, begging for alms. I sent them all down the street to the Buddha's place, and I bid 31.
Pass.
I bid 32.
Fellas, we got us a couple of really darling angels over at the next table. Look at that red-haired one.
Easy, Sharon. No drooling. The girl is not bad-looking, it's true, though in a Mary Magdalene-ish kind of way. She may not be into lesbians, though, and I can tell you this. On Earth, that woman was a Samaritan.
Samaritan? I thought they died out a long time ago.
No, Barry, it only seemed that way during the ascendant period of the Republicans and their ilk. She's a Samaritan, and you know what they're like. I bid 33, by the way. Like, you're right in the middle of a romantic interlude with one, there comes a distant plaintive call from some fucked up dork whose life she can meddle with, and kapow! She's out of bed and making a beeline to find the poor loser and bind up his emotional wounds.
I thought the Knights of Columbus didn't allow Samaritans in the clubhouse up here on account of how they don't drink and ain't no fun. I pass.
Yeah, well, I heard the Knights took a hit couple months back from the PC police. Now they have to allow even gay Muslims in here. And no offense, Sharon. Pass.
No offense taken, Barry. I'm not a Muslim. Back when I was a male crossdresser, I was a rabbi, like JC here. Hell, now the board of directors has even begun letting Protestants into the golf course. What the hell is Cloud Nine coming to?
The board has been getting a lot of pressure from the evangelical crowd. Well, guys, I win the bid, so I declare hearts trump, which makes it a laydown.
You've got all the hearts in the deck, again with the tricks. Oh, come on, you dealt this round, didn't you? His hands are quicker than the eye, folks. Enough with that crap, for Christ's sake.
For my sake?
Yeah. Can't you play the game like some regular schmuck with no powers over the universe?
Can I even be a regular schmuck? Regular schmucks are down on Earth walking around, living, breathing, no holes in their hands. They're not up here trying to deal with PTSD from my horrible, horrible experience down there. Besides not being alive like some regular schmuck as a special spirit, the one and only Holy Ghost, I have to sit on the right hand of God, and that's no place for a regular schmuck, believe me.
The right hand of God? Talk about your nepotism.
No, of course you're not a regular person. After all, you're the fucking Prince of Peace. And it's about as much fun playing Pinochle with the Prince of Peace as it is playing against your friggin' parent, the bloody King of Peace. With them, every hand is a stinking laydown. Pass me one of those communion wafers, would you? I know. I've got to cool it with these things. Ever since they've made them into macaroons, they've gotten to be habit-forming, and they go straight to my fat ass.
Who are the Knights buying them from now? I've noticed the quality has gotten a lot better. People are saying they taste less like my body, and with a subtle edge to them. Some say a kind of cheesy flavor.
Yeah, fake cheddar, like Cheetos.
Hold on. I got a call coming in. Oh, great. It's the old man, old woman. They're probably getting on my case about the gold bricking.
They're accusing you of being lazy? Well, you've always been kind of laid back, but I wouldn't say.
No, not that kind of gold bricking. The old man, old woman puts me in charge of the heavenly body that does street maintenance. I'm supposed to be running a crew replacing aging solid gold paving bricks with new, cheaper, made in Taiwan fake gold-plated ones. Mom and Pop had to cut the budget on infrastructure after a couple of teabagging Republicans managed to force their way up here and then onto the board of directors. I can't figure how those tools even got past Peter and through the gate to begin with. I've told Dad, Mom they can replace the bricks and the teabaggers with a wave of their hand, but they're trying to tone it down on the wizardry stuff.
Unlike you and your card tricks.
I did succeed in talking him out of bringing a slave labor work gang up from hell. A deal the devil was pushing on him.
Yeah, I heard about that. God the parent had a bad night at the card table. Old Lucifer cleaned them out and forced them into writing him an IOU. Now Beelzebub has got the old man, old woman committed to doing favors for him for the first half of eternity.
I told Pop and Mom never lay a bet against an asshole you don't know all that well, but would they listen to me? Oh, hell no. They listen to good advice about the same way those Trump-voting ding-dongs down on Earth listen to reason.
You're right. The old man, old woman told me I was crazy, that Trump could never be nominated.
Yeah, but I have to say, in their defense, Trump fooled even me. Who would believe that anybody like that in a million billion years could have gotten nominated? There they are again. I better take this call outside. Oh, it's you, Gabriel. Hi. I thought it was the old man, old woman calling. What's blowing, man?
Top of the day to you, Mr. Christ.
Gabriel, how many times have I asked you not to blow that trumpet into the phone and call me by my first name? Jesus, Jesu, Chewy, the Lamb of God, whatever.
I'm sorry. I just feel a little uncomfortable getting that familiar with the Godfather's right-hand man. I'm an old-fashioned Old Testament kind of guy.
Well then, how about calling me by my middle name?
I don't know your middle name.
Just the letter H, like Harry S. Truman.
But your middle name isn't F, is it?
Well, it's the same kind of... Oh, never mind. Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for Judgment Day.
Oh, I would never do that, sir.
I know. I'm just pulling your horn. Listen, hey. I've got to take this other call that's coming in. It's from the old man, old woman. I'm putting you on hold, Gabe. Hello, good God. No, I'm not being snide. I'm merely addressing you by your name, Dad, Mom. Verily, I say unto you, what does my dear old Dad and Mom want now? No, you called me. This is about the street repairs, right? No? You need to see me? Okay, I'll be over in a jiff. Right now, I've got Gabe on hold, and I've also got a prayer request coming in. See ya, Pop Mom. Hello, JC here. What? You want me to make little Linda well and let her regain her eyesight? Is this you again, Mrs. Johnson? Good Lord Almighty, you've got to realize my hands are tied until you make little Linda take off that welder's mask. Well, fooey on you, too. That's right. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Jesus, these people. They think I've got nothing better to do all day but grant impossible wishes. Do I look like some kind of frickin' genie or something?
No, sir, you don't.
Oh, yeah, Gabriel, sorry, I forgot you're on hold.
That's right, sir. We never finished our conversation, and... Pardon me for eavesdropping on your other conversations, sir, but let me assure you, you don't look anything like a genie. In this movie I saw, the genie was blue and sounded like Robin Williams.
Somehow, I gotta get my name out of the next edition of that damn Bible. It's been an open invitation for every Tom, Dick, and Dorkface to yak at me about all their troubles. Oh, Lord, I've lost my job. Do something. Or... Oh, Lord, I've lost my house and have nowhere to live. Jumping Jehoshaphat. What do they think I am? Some miracle worker who can find them a new job or build them a house? Do they take me for some bleeding heart Democrat, a Jimmy Carter building free houses for them? Okay. I'd love to stand here and chew the weasel with you, Gabe, but I gotta get going. Our Lord and Master is... demanding an audience, so I'd better see what they want before the old guy and old gal trundle off for their daily nap.
Don't forget their birthday is coming up in 3 weeks. That's what I called to tell you. You forgot last year. Really broke his heart. Not even a card.
Yeah, you're right. Remind me again in 2 weeks so I can get to the store and buy them a present. Maybe I'll get them one of those make-it-yourself galaxy kits. Just add dirt, various molecules, and water. Think of it. He'll be 16,300,600,842 years old.
43. Not 42, but who's counting?
In the throne room, an old man woman with a long white beard and long white hair sit snoring as JC enters.
Hey, don't you go falling asleep on me, folks.
Oh, holy catfish. When are you going to learn how to knock?
I did better than that. I had a choir of angels sing a chorus of My Sweet Lord.
George Harrison, did he? The one he stole from some black cat? That's not a Christian song. It's something about Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, etc. But that's okay. Ecumenical enough to enjoy it.
It was supposed to wake you up, but you were snoring too loud to hear it. What was it you two wanted?
Hold off on those street repairs for a while.
How long?
20, 30 years, maybe. I want you to go back down to Earth and see what you can do with those shifter brain humans I created on that goddamn miserable piece of crap globe. They're making even more of a freaking mess down there than usual. Hell, now they're even fucking up the weather. If you can believe that. I ought to blow the whole thing up. I really should. It's the fire next time, you know. But I figured I'd give them one last chance. That's where you come in.
Come on. Don't send me back down there. We've already done that trip. Don't you remember what they did to me?
Can't say as I do. My memory isn't what it was a couple billion eons ago. Or maybe even a couple of thousand years ago. What did they do?
They nailed me onto a crossbeam and stood the damn thing up on its end at the top of a hill. I hung there for hours. Hurt like a son of a bitch.
Oh, that. Yeah, ouch. Maybe you can convince them not to do that this time.
Are you kidding? Those redneck bastards got guns to do their talking now.
Well, it was you who made the mistake of telling them you were coming back, right? That was your idea, not mine.
That second coming, bourgeois? I never said that was going to happen. It's another media exaggeration. I recall that day clearly when me and the boys were jawing and I told them I was taking a break, going down to the falafel joint for a midday nosh. I said I would be coming back in just a few seconds. I was coming back. No second coming, for Pete's sake. And how was I to know that on the way back I'd be stopped and frisked by the Roman Gestapo? Those drunken Roman flatfoot pricks tortured me and nailed me to that crossbar, and they couldn't even speak a word of Aramaic. Romans, go home! Oh, yes, I was coming back all right, but I never made it back. After that kind of treatment, why should I want to go back?
It's probably all water under the bridge by now. Just look at the big following you've developed down there.
Oh, yeah, those goofballs in Rome with their fruity capes and silly hats. They get all a twitter about me. They go around swinging balls of burning incense, spritzing water on people, and making plus signs on their kids' foreheads. What the name of God is that all about?
Hey, it's in your name, not mine. Don't ask me.
And I've got a bunch of followers in Kentucky screaming, "Hallelujah, I am saved!" at the top of their lungs while dangling live snakes from their noses, fangs all dug into their septums like something out of a Far Side cartoon.
Yes, I must admit, that's even wackier than the water-spritzing priests with their plus signs and the little cups of grape juice they make people drink on a Sunday. Did you know they even make people pretend that the juice is wine? What really gripes me is when those Kentucky people... Shrug off death by venom by claiming they're teasing those vipers in my name. Christ on a crutch, me? They've been nothing but trouble ever since I co-opted one for that Adam and Eve trick. Yeah, I admit. You've got some nutjobs who look up to you, and that's to your misfortune. I hate those fucking snakes. Don't know why I ever made them. Sun, Moon, Elmer Gantry, Donald Trump.
Hold on! Donald Trump?
Yes, he formed a new religion about ten hours ago. It's already popular, naturally, with a half-wit element down there. Listen, right now the girls up at the transfer center have got a womb all lined up for you to jump into. You gotta head over there now for them to hook up your umbilical cord. They tell me the targeted woman is just about to go into labor, so it's chop chop, my boy.
What's this new mother of mine like?
But so
say, the last one was pretty cool,
Moses, Maureen Mohammed, Bob
Blessed
Buddha.
Among women. She called me the fruit of her womb. So nice. Once I figured out she wasn't talking about a pair of briefs or hoping I was going to turn out gay. I guess that's the strange kind of thinking virgin mothers do.
At the transfer center, an angel in swimwear stands by a large immersion tank. JC is there too, wearing Speedo trunks as well as a pair of swim fins and a scuba tank. He carries a towel and a rubber duck as he steps into the tank.
Whoa, oh, sweetheart. I had the notion the water would be warmer than this.
It's body temperature. You need to take those trunks off. Yes, that's it. Oh, I see. You're going down there as a Jew again. Maybe an American Jew this time? Or will you just be your average American male? Those guys get clipped for no apparent reason. You're not going to be Muslim, I hope. I've heard those guys are taking a lot of shit in the USA where you're going.
Why are you talking about my pee-pee? You can't keep your eyes off of it, can you, sweetheart? My mom and dad are all for having the end of a guy's dick cut off. They're behind it 100%. Anyway, I never had the foreskin replaced after the last time I went down. I was a Jew back then, you know. It's only since I came back here that I got turned into a Christian, even though my buddies Sharon and Barry still consider me a Jew.
Really? Well, that's more information than I really need. Okay, now, you'll also have to take off the fins and the scuba gear and get rid of the towel you're carrying. You'll scare the shit out of your mother if you go sliding down her birth canal carrying a towel.
Well, what about my rubber ducky?
Not a good idea either. Ask her to get you a new one when you've been there for a couple of years.
Oh, all right, damn it all. I thought I'd have some fun paddling around before our water breaks.
You won't have time for that. You don't remember any of this prep from the first time you did it?
Not really. Who remembers their birth? Hey, what's my new mom like? Is she nice? Is she blessed among women?
Well, bon voyage.
Wait, I still got the rubber duck. Hey, have I got time for a Mountain Dew before I go?
No.
My water just broke, Malcolm. I am going into labor. Get me to the hospital quick.
Here, let me help you to the car, Leticia.
Get your big, sweaty black hands off me. I ain't no goddamn invalid. Just get in the car and drive. I'm telling you, if this one's a girl, I'm gonna teach her from day one to stay away from worthless black motherfuckers like you.
Mrs. Malcolm XXX lies on the hospital gurney in the birthing position. Standing by, along with her husband, is an obstetrician.
Here it comes. He's crowning. It's a boy.
Does he look like you, Malcolm?
No, he looks like Schwartz, the guy who runs the kosher deli up the street, especially with that little beard he's styling. Except he's got a rubber duck in his hand. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Life is Holier the Second Time Around, a play written by none other than M. Watson Dodge, has been a presentation of the Ubu Radio Hour. Players were Rolf,
Mia,
Larry,
Bob,
Rabbi Saul Goldberg,
M. Watson Dodge,
Letitia.